You are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Then, of course, our television audience right here from Bloemfontein, where the revival began. God bless you right there in America, in Europe, and throughout Africa. Thank you for being with us today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, you wild bunch, you may take your seats this morning, okay? This place is electric this morning. I think it's because you're closer to one another. We've changed the seating arrangements, and everybody's having close fellowship in their new seats. Amen. Well, I'm very excited about the new series I'm starting this morning, specifically in this time of South Africa. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, I need to come down now because you've taken me up there, so I need to come down because I need to teach you this morning. You know, it's like Pastor Ray McCauley always says, charismatics will be so excited when they get to heaven one day, they might run past the gates of heaven. Okay. So we don't want to run past what God has for us. Not meaning you shouldn't be praising and worshiping God, but a new series, and I'm super excited. I am. Believe that I'm very excited to be speaking to you. I'm super excited, amen, about this new series I'm starting this morning. The title, Be Imitators of God. Ephesians chapter 5 is one the Bible says, therefore be imitators of God as dear children. Ephesians chapter 5 in the Message verse 1, the Bible says, watch what God does and then you do it. Like children who learn proper behavior from God. I love that. Watch what God does and then do it. We are called to imitate God, not some radical politician, not some radical reformer that has no relationship with God. We are called to be imitators of God as dear children. I love watching people, watching how children imitate their fathers. Get it right. You watch the dad walk a certain way, then Tabu is going to walk a certain way. Case in point, amen. I want to talk to you about imitating this amazing God, starting this series today, being the success that God predestined you to be, living life as your Father intended you to live. How many of you know that God never created you to be some loser, some dropout, some get-by Christian? God created you to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, to be blessed going in and blessed coming out. Can you say amen this morning in Jesus' name? So I want to talk about a character of God to this morning, the excellence of God. God is an excellent God. A word really needed in South Africa. When you travel through towns, when you walk into a certain place, a certain businesses, and you see how people disrespect excellence, you realize why many people are struggling in life. So let's talk about having an attitude of excellence in whatever you do. Not louder, thank you. People are waiting for a breakthrough. They're waiting for a promotion. They run from conference to conference looking for a miracle. And really what you need to do is to imitate God, because I can prophesy over you, but if you're still stupid, you're not going anywhere. I can prophesy over you, but if you're still lazy, you're not going to go anywhere. We need to cultivate an excellent attitude. Somebody this morning say excellence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Excellence. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 31 says, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. It wasn't average. It wasn't okay. It was very good. Whatever God does is very good. Be imitators of God. Whatever I do should be very good. When people look at my work, when people look at my car, when people look at the way that I dress, the way that I walk, the way that I live, people should see very good. Amen. Amen. So tell the person next to you, pastor's talking to you this morning, and he's talking about you. Amen. In Psalm chapter 8, David says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. who have set your glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you've ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your hands. When I consider the heavens, the work of your hands. When people consider the work of our hands, what do they see? The moon and the stars, which you have ordained. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you've made him a little lower than the angels, and you've crowned him with glory and honor. That doesn't sound like some get-by individual. It sounds like God created you to be a somebody that should go where. That means that God created you, the Bible says, a little lower than the angels. That word angels is Elohim. God created you a little lower than himself. God created you in his likeness and in his image to be just like him. To imitate God exactly as God is in a spirit of excellence. David says, what is man that you are mindful of him? You have crowned him with glory and honor. I mean, I have a crown of glory and honor. I'm not somebody that should just be shuffling through life. I'm somebody that has been predestined by God for great things in life. Amen. No matter where you're born, what side of the railroad you were born, you are created in the image of God, and you were created to be like your God. You were created to do things wonderfully. You were created to be very good at whatever you do. If you believe it this morning, say amen and give the Lord a praise in Jesus' name. The Bible says you've made him to have dominion over the work of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea that pass through the paths. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You know, every one of us can wake up in the morning and look at creation and see God's excellence. When you walk in a forest, you hear the birds sing, and it's perfect harmony, except if you come to Bloemfontein and the Hardy Dar shows up. Amen. The colors of the rainbow. The colors in nature, nothing clashes until you come to church and you wonder, what's that? How did you put those colors together? Whatever God does is beautiful. It's magnificent. It's of high quality. It's extremely good. If we're going to excel in life, we need to be like our God. Whatever we do, whatever we set our hand to, should be of high value, high class, and should be extremely good. Somebody say amen this morning. So David says, God, you've created me a little lower than yourself. You've crowned me with glory and honor. I'm not a loser. I'm created as a man of God in the image of God. I hail from above. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. You were created in the image of God, in the likeness of God, to be like God in this world. To imitate your Father, who created everything beautifully, who made you in his image, who made you to be the head and not the tail, who made you to be above and not beneath, who made you to be a winner and not a loser, who made you to be a problem solver and not just a problem finder. Come on, who made you to go the extra mile, who made you to be creative like your Father? Come on, who made you to create something new out of nothing, out of chaos? You were created in the image of God. So you better get this today, that you were created by God, for God, to be like him, to rule and reign in life, to be the best you, to be the best you that you possibly can be. God never created you to be average, to blend in, to fit into society like you find in so many places. Everybody drives the same bucky, shops at the same shop, looks the same, has the same hairstyle, wears the same clothes, the same brand. Nothing stands out. I mean, average is nothing more than being the top of the bottom or the bottom of the top. Average is the opposite to excellence. So when we do something, people should say, wow, I've never seen that before. You want to be a difference maker in your world? You want to fulfill your destiny? You want to be a wow person? You want to be a extraordinary person? You want to be a standout person in that department? Come on. Doesn't take much to stand out today. You may not have new clothes, but you can iron your shirt. Come on. You can polish your shoes. Come on. You can look like $1 million. You can carry yourself like you own the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You can look like something special and something extraordinary. Because you were created in the image of God, fearfully and wonderfully. You were created to be like God, who is excellent in everything he does. Oh, when you wake up in the morning, put on your clothes with an attitude of excellence. When you go to work, look like you are in charge. When you go for the job interview, carry yourself like you are about to get employed in Jesus' name. I don't know where we get this picture from that anything will do with God, that we can just say, I tried my best. My heart is right before God. My dear friend, if your heart was right, then you would be producing the best. People would talk about you. People would want to do business with you. People would say, do business with that man because he has integrity. He keeps his word. He does not overcharge you. He does what he says. His yes is yes and his no is no. Come on, somebody say amen in this place. Hallelujah. David says, when I consider the work of your hands, I'm awestruck. When people consider the work of our hands, what do they see? Do they see something extraordinary? Or do they see, or do they say, and I'm preaching about that tonight, what was that? I mean, you came late. You came unprepared. You never showed up. It's not difficult to get ahead in life. It's not difficult to stand out in South Africa today. Just stand out in your attitude, in your attire, in your appearance, in your presentation. Just be a little smarter, a little sharper, a little stronger, a little quicker. Come on, seize the moments and the opportunities that present themselves to you. I love going to Johannesburg or Oliver Tambo International Airport. There's a certain toilet I like to visit, not because I always have a need, but because there is somebody in that toilet that's an extraordinary person. When you walk into that toilet at Terminal E, he will stand there with a big smile and say, welcome to my office. And he's a toilet cleaner. Amen. I mean, you walk in that place, that toilet is as clean as any place you'll ever be. Cleaner than my dining room, cleaner than my living room. He washes that toilet, the floors. When you walk into a cubicle, before you go into that cubicle, he cleans it. He comes out, he sprays fragrance. And I always walk out there and give him a big tip. And a 100 rand or 200 rand, I give him and I say, thank you. Your attitude is like nobody else's attitude. Your attitude is going to get you someplace in this world. Come on, say amen in Jesus' name. But sadly, very often I walk into people's places because I have the privilege to walk into many boardrooms and areas of leadership. And people who receive the boardroom have turned it into a toilet. And very often I think those two should turn around. The person in the boardroom should actually go clean the toilet, and the person in the toilet is ready for the boardroom. Come on, when people consider the work of your hands, what do they see? Come on, in Jesus' name. Mark chapter 7, verse 37, the Bible says, they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. That's Jesus. They were not astonished because of the miracles. They were astonished because Jesus, whatever he did well. He did extremely good. Isaiah 12 verse 5, the Bible says, sing to the Lord, for the Lord has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. God has done excellent things. Your farm, your business, your car, your marriage. When people consider the work of your hands, can they say, he has done excellent things? You want to get ahead in life, then you have to excel. If you're a doctor, you have to be better. If you're a teacher, be the best teacher at the school. If you're a pastor, be the best top pastor in the name of Jesus. Be somebody with a forward mind. Get rid of the anything will do attitude. Proverbs 17, 27, the Bible says, a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. A man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Aren't you glad that the church has changed, that we don't have to sing 3 hours and run until we all sweat and we can sweat no more before the preacher gets up to preach the sermon? Amen. I come from the days where you used to preach 90 minutes and then you just got started, where services were like 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, and nobody even thought people had a bladder. We thought the longer the service, the more anointed the service. But we've learned that God can do things in a small moment. That if you don't know what to say in 30 minutes, you don't have anything to say. Thank God that we don't have the transparencies anymore that are skew, that we have now things that are structured, that our services actually start on time, that our musicians actually can keep a note, and we don't have the hardy dar sound in the church. Come on, give the Lord a praise for all our musicians in CRC. Hallelujah. Proverbs 22 verse 29, the Bible says, "Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings." Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. Do you see a man who excels? Not a man who walks around with a halo over his head. A man who excels. A man who is better. A young person who studies harder. A young person who is smarter. A young person who is sharper in the name of Jesus. To be excellent means to be extremely good. Come on, bump the person next to you and say, "The pastor's talking about you." Hallelujah. It means to be of high class, to be of high grade, to be exceptional, to be premium, to be superb, to be tip-top, to be magnificent, to be superior, to be top-notch. Come on, that sounds like our God. Everything God does is superior. Everything God does is exceptional. Everything God does is tip-top. Everything God does, come on, is top-notch, from the smallest detail to the biggest detail. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Come on, give this magnificent God a praise offering in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I mean, sometimes people wait for the big moment, and God says, "I'm going to bless you," when you embrace the small moment, when you respect the small moment, when you produce excellence in the small moment, when you're in the prison and you're excellent, when you have the temp job and you have an excellent attitude and your work is excellent and you show up on time, with energy, with the right attitude, and you're a happy individual. I mean, it doesn't take much to stand out in South Africa today. Everybody's negative, everybody complains, everybody murmurs. All you have to be is somebody with a positive attitude, somebody that says we have a future, we have a hope, somebody that walks a little bit differently, come on, somebody that praises God a little bit differently, not somebody that just shuffles through life. Come on, can I have a Christian in this place today with an excellent attitude that will give the Lord a praise in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. To excel means to be superior to, means to be preeminent, means to be to achieve excellence. You know, a lot of people lose work just because they're not on time, just because they don't keep their word. I mean, when you give your word should be honored. Can I have an amen? It doesn't help if you pray for hours and you don't keep your word. If you pray for hours and you're not skillful. You need to be superior. The Bible says the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. So it doesn't help we all stand out with a "you owe me" mentality. Amen. Can I have an amen? Or the government is going to do this, or the government's going to do that. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But your attitude will get you where God has called you to go. An attitude of excellence. An attitude that imitates God. An attitude that celebrates where you are. You know, when I walk in my home, the people that clean for me, they know. I don't look around the carpet, I look under the carpet. I lift the carpet. I'm not interested that you clean around the carpet. I walk and I put my finger under the ledge and I see if there's dust. I feel on top of the cupboard. What am I saying to you? That sometimes we just serve where people see and we don't serve where people do not see. We sit with an attitude like, people do business with you and you treat those people actually like they do you a favor. You've ever walked on a showroom? I was, you know, made a decision once to buy a car for my mother, and I walked on the showroom with the intention to buy a certain car for my mother, and I stood there for about 2 minutes. Not a salesman helped me for 2 minutes. Everybody sat in their cubicles and they looked at me like, "What are you doing here?" It's like, and then eventually some one of them came out like with an attitude, you know, like, and I thought, "Ach, Nieman," I say, "thank you." I looked him in the eye and I said, "I was going to buy a car, but you people haven't helped me. You were not quick to serve me. Now I'm going to another dealer. I walked in the other dealer and three people stormed me, two women and one man. And I said, okay, I actually wanted the other car, but I'm going to buy this car because of those people's attitude of excellence. Come on, in the name of Jesus, they were quick to serve. How many places do you walk into in South Africa and people sit behind the counter and they just sit and look at you? and it's like the customer service department, you understand? They've got a sign there that says customer service. And you walk there and stand and they like... they say, I'm a customer. Help. Please help. Nobody's going to promote people like that. Nobody's going to appoint people like that. People that employ people that have big companies will tell you they'll employ people based on a piece of paper, but they promote people based on skill and attitude. People who can do the job, people who are on time, people that have an excellent work ethic. Those are the people you want to promote, not people that promise you the world and offers nothing. People of excellence. People that when you give them something, the job is done. I think management is a disease that never should have been. Because we appoint managers or senior management to supervise middle management, to supervise junior management, to supervise the people who do the job. What's that? I mean, we employ people and we tell people this is your job and then we have to manage people to do their job. That's not an excellent attitude. Bible says about Joseph, nobody had to look into what Joseph was doing. Whatever Joseph did was extremely good. Whatever Joseph did was blessed. Joseph added value. Joseph represented his father. So wherever Joseph found himself, he was promoted. He was promoted in Potiphar's house. He was promoted in prison, in a heathen kingdom, because of his attitude. You know, as a church, we have to employ Christians, obviously, and members of CRC. And I don't mean this in an unkind way. Sometimes I think I could just wish I could just employ anybody. Because very often Christians are the very ones that have that attitude of, feel sorry for me, I'm just trying my best. You can't get rid of me. You are my brother, you are my sister. But when it comes to productivity, it's like, no, no, pastor, next month. And when you come to next month, it's again, no, pastor, next month. And I've told people, sometimes I said, you would not last a month out there in the world, because in the world, there is no sentiment. In the world, there is no Christian. Don't think your hallelujah is going to get you ahead in life. You better be an exceptional person. You better be a person with a spirit and an attitude of excellence. You better be a standout person. Can I have a witness in this place today? Be better than everybody else. Work harder than everybody else. Be more skillful than anybody else. Add more value than everybody else in Jesus' name. I mean, your farm should look better than your neighbor's farm. Your house should look better than your neighbor's house. Your pavement should look better than your neighbor's pavement. I mean, I stand amazed when I drive through Bloemfontein or any place and people look after the yard inside, but they will not take care of the pavement because the pavement belongs to the municipality. But they have to drive past those weeds every day to get into their house. Doesn't that mess with your mind? Your whole environment should be better. And while you mow your pavement, mow your neighbor's pavement. And while you weed your, it messes with my mind. When I drive into the city and there's weeds everywhere. And it's just like nobody cares. And I think, what's happening? Where's the excellence? Where's the excellence? Do you want to get ahead in life? Make your bed. Amen. Clean the toilet. Be a person of excellence. You may not have all the money in the world, but be the best you that you possibly can be. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name. God is an excellent God. These people should be excellent. We don't glorify God through our little religious attempts. We glorify God through imitating God by being excellent as our Father is excellent. Our Father created this universe in 6 days and He rested one day. Today people want to rest 6 days and they want to work one day. People want to say, I have a dream, I have a vision, but they don't want to work. They don't want to educate themselves. You want to get ahead in life, then you need to be the better one. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'm talking to every young person here. I don't care where you live. If you have to study by candlelight, it doesn't matter. You can still study. You can still get your grades. You can still be the standout person in that class in the name of Jesus. You can still be the first one in your family to get a degree. You can still be the first one to get a master's. You can still be the first one to start a company. Nothing stops you but you yourself. But if you go through life with a victim mindset and you feel sorry for yourself, you're not going to go very far in life. You're going to shuffle through life and you're always going to blame somebody else and make excuses for where you are. God says, I created you in my image. You imitate me. You imitate me right where you are in your environment. You don't conform to your friends. You don't conform to their sloth. You don't conform to their mediocrity. You don't conform to their lukewarmness. You be the person that is transformed in Jesus' name. You become the transformed individual where you are. And then your life transforms, your house transforms, and everybody says, wow, what's happened to this person? But we all know people that pray all day, and they're as dumb as a doornail. They shabba, 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 but they cannot make a decision that makes sense. They run from prophet to get a prophecy. And then they're still ignorant. My people perish for lack of knowledge. I can prophesy over you till Jesus comes. You'll stay exactly in the same place. My prophecy won't change you. I can lay hands on you until you are bald. It's not going to change you. Until you don't change your mind, nothing is going to change in your life. Oh, you may have a moment, and everybody may be impressed by the church meeting. But I'm not interested in what happens in the church meeting. I'm interested in what happens after the church meeting. The one who excels in his work. The one who excels in his work. The one who is better. The one who is superior. Will get ahead in life. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. Joseph stood before kings. Daniel stood before kings. Not because they were Jews, Christian, but because they excelled. They were better. They were superior. They outshone everybody else. Hallelujah. So get rid of this giving God your second best. If your heart is right, you'll imitate God. You'll put the effort in. You won't be late. You'll show up prepared for the presentation. You'll do your best. You'll be a person of excellence. You'll carry yourself differently. You'll work on your attitude and your skill. Psalm 33 verse 3, the Bible says, sing to the Lord a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. Play skillfully. Skill doesn't just happen. Skill takes practice, mastering an art. You want to get ahead in life? Then show up, dress up. Be the best you. Be the recreated you. Be the child of God you. Be the excellent you. Be the person who is different in your attitude, in your appearance, in your attire, in your work ethics. Be the standout person in that company as Daniel and his friends were. Daniel chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, the king instructed Asphanus, the master of his eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel to some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles. Young men in whom there was no blemish. Good looking. That's all of you this morning. Amen. Amen. Tell your husband you're real good looking. Tell him. Tell him. Hey girls, men need to hear that as well. You need to tell your husband every day, handsome. Mr. Handsome, you're the most handsome man in the world. Even if the whole world knows he's not, at least make him believe he is. Good looking. Listen, gifted. In all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand. Possessing knowledge. Now, knowledge, just you need to pursue knowledge. You need to get knowledge. In whatever business you are in, you need to stay with the times. Trends are changing all the time. We can't do church the way we did church 50 years ago. Generations change. Things change. Transport will change. Technology will change. Medicine is changing. Amen. Amen. Everything around us, hunting is changing. Amen. Everything around us is changing all the time. Amen. You want to get in life, be the doctor that knows the latest and the greatest. Always study. Enlarge yourself. Enlarge your capacity. Get the knowledge of your field. Be the first one to discover, not the last one to invest in Bitcoin. Be the first one. If everybody's buying, it's too late. It's going to come crashing down like stock markets do. Be somebody that has knowledge. Somebody that is quick. Quick to understand. Sharp and smart. Amen. The lights are on. Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody is home. You talk to some people, you say hello, they look at you. It's like, I said hello. It's like, hello. Hello. Anybody there? People aren't going to promote you because they feel sorry for you. Get over it. It's a lie. It's a lie. Ultimately, you must be able to do the job, and you must be able to do the job better than everybody else that's applying for the same job. And that's in your hands, because people out there in the world don't worry. So right now in our country, with all the challenges, this is your time to improve yourself and to be better and to be smarter and to be sharper. Then the opportunities will line up for you. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your background. I don't care whether you're male or female. God says if you imitate him, the world is going to bow before you. You will stand before kings. Come on. And God is not a man that he shall lie. Can you say amen this morning in Jesus' name? So they were gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, quick to understand, the ability to serve in the king's palace, in whom they might teach the language and the literature of the Chaldeans. Daniel 1:19, 20, almost finished. Then the king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. That's Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Therefore they served before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, they found them 10 times better. Now this is a heathen king that interviews these Jewish boys, and he appoints them not because they have a halo over their head. He appoints them because they're better. They're more knowledgeable. They're more skillful. They're better. They're exactly what the king needs, times 10. Now listen, when people talk about us, do they talk about us that way? That's the best employee in my company. That's the go-to person in the company. That's the person who gets the job done. That's the person who solves the problems of this company. Do they talk about you like that in the boardroom? If they do, you are going to stand before kings and you will be promoted. It's just a matter of time in Jesus' name. Chapter 6, verse 3, the Bible says, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. He was 10 times better. He was sharper. He was smarter. He was the best. Just like his father. He imitated his father. We want to get ahead in life. We want to stay in the directorship seat. There's a trend all over the world where people that are older are getting replaced by younger people. Not because the older people weren't good, but the younger people are outgrowing them. They are more worth it. We think, but I've been here for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years. No, you need to be there sharper and smarter. If you've been there 20 years, you need to be better. Every young person in that company should look up to you and say, wow, one day I want to be like you. Not, oh, please, God, I don't want to be like that person. Don't put that disease on me. Wide awake. That's how God created us, in his image, in his likeness. When we walk into places, we should change the atmosphere. We should be prepared. We should be ready. Anything we do, we should imitate our Father. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Imitate a God of excellence. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. When I consider the work of your hands, the moon, the stars, when I look at creation, what is man that you've made him? You've created me in your image to be like you. I don't glorify you, Father, by a anything will do attitude. I don't glorify you, Father, by an average attitude. I don't glorify you, Father, with a scrapyard mentality. I glorify you by being like you, by being excellent, superior like you. Not arrogant, not full of pride, but imitating my Father. When I come to a band practice, I come on time. I come with an excellent attitude. I rehearse the week so that when I'm there on Thursday, everybody can see I did my part. Sometimes people think because we're Christians, we can just take a shortcut. No, we can't. There was no shortcut for Daniel. There was no shortcut for Joseph. They had to be the best, and they had to stay the best, imitating their father. Still today, God keeps this whole world in the palm of his hand. Still today, when you wake up every morning, it's the same beautiful blue sky. It's the same beautiful sunset. You walk in creation, you see perfection absolutely everywhere. Every little leaf, every insect, everything God did was very good, was outstanding, was superior, was excellent. Come on. Let us represent our Father in this world, wherever we are. You may be a secretary, be the standout secretary. You may be a teacher, be the standout teacher. Come on. You may be a doctor, be the standout doctor. You may be a principal, let your school be the standout school. From the gate, when people drive in, behind the offices, everywhere, that ground, that facility must talk about God's kingdom, because you're in charge there, in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it's an opportunity for God's people like never. This world is looking for leadership, the right kind of leadership. Not leadership with an entitlement mentality, but leadership of excellence. People who will take responsibility, will serve. Wherever they find themselves, these people had the ability to serve. And because of an excellent spirit in them, through their servanthood, they found themselves going to the top. God promised you will be the head and not the tail. He promised you will be the top dog. But you're not going to be the top dog if you're lazy. You're not going to be the top dog if you don't respect time. You're not going to be the top dog if you have no integrity. You're going to be the top dog if you do the top job. And whatever they put in your hands, you do the best. Without a poor me, feel sorry for me mentality. Joseph could have gone down that route. He didn't. The Lord was with Joseph, and whatever he set his hand to was blessed. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear forth much fruit. You created in the image of God. You actually have to stop the blessing that God intends in your life by being the opposite of what God or who God created you to be. I pray that God opens the eyes of our understanding. I pray that we see who we are in Christ. I pray that we understand this miracle of the new creation, that in Christ God gave us a second chance, and in Christ God gave us a new beginning, that he raised us up from the dead. He gave us new ability, liberty, identity, vitality, equality. There is no excuse. We have to look to the right place and lift our eyes like David. Not look at the problems. The challenge of land reform, the challenge of education, the challenge of unemployment, and look at all these giants. No, we have to lift our eyes and say, God, you are able. God, you are awesome. God, you are going to give us the ideas. God, you will bring healing to South Africa. God, you are the way maker in South Africa. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You need to be somebody that keeps your eyes upon Jesus, and you will see how God himself will take you through the pit. Through the pot, through the palace, or through the prison to the palace. It's a matter of time. Do you believe it this morning? Do you receive it this morning? Give the Lord a praise. Come on, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
If this powerful message has touched your life and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, pray the following prayer with Pastor Utt.
Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to you. Thank you for loving me so much that you died for my sin. I believe with all my heart that you are the Christ. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Today, I open my heart and I invite you, Jesus Christ, to be my Lord and Savior. Please save me. Wash me in your blood. Forgive my sin. I repent. I turn away from a sinful life. And I turn to you. I give myself back to you. Thank you for hearing my prayer and for accepting me as your very own child. I'm born again. I'm yours. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.